I saw a little video that someone sent me showing how they believe that this Quran has been altered and changed and whatever. And someone told me, will you make a video to respond to it? And I said, I don't need to, because the whole world's Muslims know the same Quran. There's no point to try and prove to a person who went out looking for a needle that didn't exist in the haystack and pretended like they found it. That was part of the hay. It might have been a bit of a sharp piece that pricked you. It's not a needle. Did you get what I just said? It's not a needle. There's nothing wrong. There's no contradictions. Nothing. It's not there. It's just you've not understood it. That's what it is. You haven't known the context of revelation. People say, why in one place of the Quran, Allah says, oh, regarding alcohol, that, you know, you when you're getting to pray, make sure that you're not intoxicated. That's what Allah says in one place. So does that mean we're allowed to drink? Water, yes. To be honest, in another place, Allah says, stay far from it. It's the handiwork of the devil. Abomination from the handiwork of the devil, right? So Allah says, stay far from it. If you don't know what's the meaning of abrogation and how the Quran was revealed over a long period of time, you would never understand. If to you, it would seem like a contradiction, but it's not a contradiction. If you read some of the verses in the Quran without knowing the context, you're going to understand something way beyond what it actually is saying to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding. This is why I say it's our duty, beyond just knowing the Arabic, which was part of preservation, and congratulations to everyone, no matter who you are, you know, congratulations to you. Knowingly or unknowingly, you have contributed towards the preserving of the book. Subhanallah, you have.